We're going to pray for healing for that knee today in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor. Yeah, good day, folks. How are you? I'm actually Russell Evans' father-in-law. You know Russell Evans? He's a rascal. Did they let him loose here? Oh, dear. What's happening? We bring you greetings from Australia, from Planet Shakers. In Melbourne, you call it Melbourne, we call it Melbourne. Melbourne, Australia. And it's so good to be here. I'm not going to preach long. I'm going to pray for the sick this morning. And pray for some miracles in the house. Love the worship today. You guys are incredible. You're fantastic. Wonderful. Anointed. Where's Mel? Is Mel here? I met Mel. Where are you hiding, Mel? She's gone. She's left. I want you to turn, please, to the book of Ephesians. It is Pentecost Sunday, and that's an exciting day. Father, would you anoint your word this morning? Let the power of the Spirit be so real. And I pray you'd do something. Even in this first meeting, I pray that you'd touch people in power. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for your anointing that's already in the building. Come, Holy Spirit, brood over the word to make it happen. In Jesus' name. G'day, Mel. How you doing? I met these guys. Hey, good job today, Mel. Well done.
Nice work.
Mel and BJ Putnam. Putnam. Sounds like he's playing golf, doesn't it? Putnam. Putnam in that hole. Putnam. It's a good name. Are you happy with that? What was your maiden name? It was Maiden. That's right. So your maiden name was Maiden. Oh. There we are. That's what happens. That's what happens. Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, suddenly the world changed, suddenly. It's amazing how things suddenly change. 9/11 was sudden and the world changed. Everybody that remembers where they were on 9/11, I was in Australia, came back from a meeting. I was with a friend of mine from Motown, Detroit, and I was trying to get the football scores after church, which is what you do. And it was on every channel. And I said to him, this is like the bombing of Pearl Harbor. This thing, the world's going to change here now. Things happen suddenly. See, in this meeting, something can happen suddenly. In this meeting, something can happen suddenly. I don't have to preach for 2 hours for something to suddenly happen. I'm just going to preach about 12, 14 minutes. Is that okay? And then we'll see if there's a couple of suddenlies. Amen. Amen. You know, Pentecost, suddenly God poured out his spirit upon 120 people in an upper room. And it must have been pretty awesome because the sound was so great that the whole city ran to see what was going on. People ran to a noise that was like the sound of a 7-foot. Can you understand my language, by the way? I am speaking English. It's sort of, you messed up the English language pretty badly. We demolished it. We ran over it with a steamroller. And we're proud of that. Proud of it. Now, I was on a good note there and I forgot what I was saying, but suddenly, 240 volts of divine power, the sound of a 747 jumbo jet filled the city, and 120 people were supercharged and turbocharged with enough power to shake that city, to shake the nation, and to spread out across the nations as they were baptized, immersed, saturated, endued with a divine, supernatural, mighty power from on high. And I want to talk just for a couple of minutes about that power. I want to talk about the power of God just for a couple of minutes. And the Apostle Paul prayed a couple of great prayers in the book of Ephesians. And I love them, and we should know them off by heart. But Paul prays in Ephesians 1, and he talks to us about knowing the power of God, about understanding and knowing the power of God. I think it's time in the body of Christ that the church really began to flex her muscles and we begin to demonstrate the power of God through our community, that we begin to see the glory of God. I do believe the time is coming when we're going to need wheelchair sections in our churches, and where the power of God will be so great the church will run, and it'll run all day and it'll keep running, and people will be coming from everywhere and the miracles will be breaking out on every side and it will be unstoppable. Something unstoppable is coming. America needs something unstoppable. Australia needs something unstoppable. The Western world needs something unstoppable. I think God is getting ready to do something beyond anything we've ever asked, thought, dreamed, or imagined. But the scripture says here, Paul prayed and he said, from the time I saw your faith and your love, he said, I ceased not to pray that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. He said that you might know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the unlimited magnitude of power, usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he exerted into the dead body of Jesus when God raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule, principality, power, dominion, and put all things under his feet, which is the church, the fullness of him that fills all and in all. And you hath he quickened who were dead. Incredible piece of scripture here. Paul says, from the time I heard about your faith, and he was writing from prison, he says, I have not ceased to pray. He said, I don't stop praying that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. God says, you've got another set of eyes. We see with these eyes, but they can be deceptive. But he says, Paul writes and he says, I keep praying that another set of eyes would be opened. It's the eyes of your understanding. It's the eyes that open to a realm that is a supernatural realm. The eyes that are open to an understanding of a realm where nothing is impossible. The opening of our spiritual eyes to a realm where the impossible becomes the normal. I was wakened a few years ago, I was in South Africa. God woke me up early in the morning and he said, I want you to ask me something. I said, God, what do you want me to ask you? And he said, ask me to shock you. And I said, God, would you shock me? And I felt like he said, I'm glad you asked that. And I went to the meeting that morning, big church, and it was a great meeting. A lot of things happened, a lot of healings, a lot of things. But at lunchtime, I said to the pastor, it's been great, but I'm not shocked. And I went home, got cleaned up for the night meeting, and the Lord spoke to me. I said, Lord, I'm not shocked. You said you're going to shock me. That night, I was ministering, and the power of God was strong in that place. And as I ministered and started to pray, things started to happen, and a lady at the back began to shout, and she ran to the front. And as she ran to the front, she had a little 12-year-old girl with her, and they were crying and sobbing. And I said to her, what happened? And she said, I was standing at the back, and the power of the Holy Ghost came on us. And she said, I felt the power go through me, and then it went through my daughter, and my daughter began to shake. And she said, I looked down, and as I looked down, her leg was just vibrating. She said, my daughter's leg was withered from birth to half the size of the other one. It was a bone with flesh around it. She couldn't run. The other leg was normal. But she said, I lifted up her skirt and I watched the leg grow to the same as the other. And I said, God, now I'm shocked. Now I'm shocked. And the Lord said to me, I don't want you to be shocked. I don't want you to be shocked. I want you to expect this. I want this to be the normal. I want this to be the normal. I want this to be the normal. God's here to heal today. I don't know what's happened to you, sister, with a sling, but God is a healer today. God's a miracle worker. He hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the God of the impossible. He said, is anything too difficult for me? I was in a meeting in Papua New Guinea. And we were flooded. We're being flooded. 2 feet of water going under the platform. The sound system caught fire. There were sparks everywhere. There was water all over all the musicians' cords and that they seemed to put everywhere. And the musicians seemed to know what a million cords. I've got no idea what they're for. They're just everywhere. And I said to the other guy, I brought another preacher from America with me. He was on that night. And I said, I'm leaving. And we're all leaving. And the New Guineans were jumping off like the Titanic. And I jumped off. Well, down the stairs. I don't exactly jump much these days. I'm not, my kangaroo anointing's long gone. But we got down in the water. And one of our guys was on his first mission trip. Never been on a trip before. Big guy. Named Buck Rogers. Familiar name in America, Buck Rogers. And Big Buck, he's got a deer farm in New Zealand. And he was standing there in the water. And they pushed a little child in his arms, stone dead, with a tube hanging out of the nose. And as he realized this little child was stone dead, this child had been dead for 2 hours, walked from the hospital. And he held it. He'd never seen a miracle in his life. And a couple of the team went over, they began to pray. And the little child took a big breath and they handed a living child back to the mother. See, he's the God of the impossible today. But Paul prayed and he said, I want your spiritual eyes open. See, faith doesn't come by seeing. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And so that as I'm speaking here today, I have a goal. Bosworth said, I'm not here to entertain you, but to bring you to a place where you can laugh at the impossible. My role is to preach until something quickens for the miraculous. Faith comes by hearing. Faith opens these eyes so that we can see into another dimension that is not restricted by time, space. It's an unrestricted realm of the impossibility of an unlimited God. We don't see that with these eyes. We see three dimensions, but with his eyes, we see I don't know how many dimensions. So Paul prayed, he said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the intimate knowledge of him. And then he says, the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened, being opened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling. The word hope is the Greek word elpis. And elpis means, we call it, hope is the English word, but English language is weak. It's weak compared to the Greek. What is the hope of your calling? The Greek word elpis, E-L-P-I-S, means confidence, certain expectation of hope. Confidence, certainty. He says, I want you to know the certainty of your invitation. When you're called of God, there's a certainty. It's a certainty. If God says it, he's going to do it. God's not a man that he should lie. Have I not said it, will I not do it? If he's promised it, he'll do it. If he's said it, he'll do it. If he's promised you healing, he'll do it. If he's promised you a ministry, he's going to take you to the nations. Whatever he's promised you, be confident of that. What is the hope of his calling and the riches of your inheritance in the saints in glory? We could go there, but we're going to move on from there. And he says, and what is the unlimited magnitude of power usward who believe today? According to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ. It's an incredible piece of scripture. He says, I want you to see the unlimited magnitude of divine power that is usward who believe. The word for unlimited magnitude or is hupabello megathos, which hupabello, hupa, down, bellow to throw. Sorry, hoopa, beyond I throw. It's way beyond our understanding. And megathos is the word from which we get mega. It is the unlimited, incalculable manifestation of power that is towards us today if we believe. There's a manifestation of God's power here towards you today if you can believe. There's the power to take arthritis out of your body here today, if you can believe. There's the power to break the and melt a cancer in your body today, if you can believe. He says it's according to the working, what is the unlimited magnitude of power? Dunamis, divine, supernatural, enabling. There are four words for power used here. He says, the unlimited magnitude of divine supernatural power that is usward who believe. According to the working of his mighty power. His three words here. According to the working, energeo, it's a brutish force of God that drives through to achieve. According to the brutish pushing forward of his power to bring a miracle, according to the working of his mighty power. Two words. Kratos. Kratos power is eruptive, mighty, absolute sovereign power that brings dominion in every circumstance. And Iskos is total potential. I drive a car that looks fairly sedate at home. And I don't do this, but if the young guy's pulled up alongside, it looks sedate. Except there's 6 litres of engine underneath that give it the potential to leave the lights at high speed. Not that I do. But it's potential power, resident potential power that's in there. And Paul says, I want you to see the unlimited magnitude of divine supernatural enabling according to the brutish, powerful pushing forth with resolve of the mighty power of God. The mighty power, the dominion, the authority, the city-shaking, chain-breaking, dead-raising power. And he says, just so you know the power that's towards you on this day of Pentecost, it's according to the working of his mighty power, which he exerted into the dead body of Jesus when God raised him from the dead. He said, do you know what's available to you in this meeting this morning? Do you know what's available here right now in this place? He said, it is the same power in an unlimited way, the identical power that went through the dead body of Jesus when God raised him from the dead is in this room right now. If we dare to believe it, our faith can draw that unlimited power into our body to heal and to make whole. If we dare to believe it, if we dare to believe it. He went on and he said, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when God raised him from the dead and power to set him at his own right hand, far above all rule, principality, power and dominion. And he put all things under his feet, which is the church, the overflowing fullness of him, everything that he is, all in all of all that Jesus is. And then he says, just as Jesus was dramatically raised from the dead by an act of power, by the same power, you have been quickened, joined, raised, seated in heavenly places. And I've preached long enough. Let's bow in prayer for a moment. As our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. The Spirit of God's in this house. I wonder how many have never known the quickening presence and power of God changing their lives. You've never known what it is to have every sin you've ever committed washed away. You've never known what it is to come into a new place where Jesus is Lord of your life, where your sins are gone. Maybe you're away from God today and you know it's time to come back. Maybe you once knew him, but you've wandered far from him. Maybe you're a churchgoer, but you've never known the joy of that quickening power of God going through your body, the life of Jesus flooding in, his blood washing you clean, and his power filling you. You see, the Spirit bears witness to the blood. There's the washing by the blood of Jesus, and then his power floods into that new clean place. And I wonder today, very quickly, are there those today you don't know Jesus, you'd like to? Would you lift your hand quickly? You're away from God. You've never found him. You know about him. You've never known him. Would you slip your hand up quickly wherever you are? Anywhere in this building, just lift your hand quickly. Quickly. Are there those? Are there those this morning? Just lift it up. Our heads are bowed this morning. Our eyes are closed. The Spirit of God's here. He's here to touch you. Over the course of the day, I want to build faith tonight. We're really going to spend some time and get people healed. I won't preach long, but I want the gift of healing and miracles to flow tonight. You might have long-term conditions tonight. I want you to come expecting. But God's here right now. God's here right now. He's here. Sister, what have you done to your arm? What's happened? What's happened? You fell on your arm. Can I pray for you? Would you come? Is there anyone else that has... There's several people, actually, with... Someone's neck. You have real restrictions in moving your neck. Is that you as well? Is that you? Do you have trouble with your neck as well? Yeah. Is there someone else that has problems moving and with your neck? You have maybe... Just come. Just come up on here. Come up this way. Just come up, sister. That's it. Just come. Someone down here, you also have acid reflux. You get a lot of acid, hiatus hernia, acid reflux. Who's that? Would you come? What's wrong, ma'am? What's wrong with you today? Car accident? Okay, so you need a miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a couple. Who's damaged the base of your spine and you have sciatic pain down your leg, in your leg? Who is that? Someone over here. Would you come? There's someone else with that. You have that too. Just come, both of you. Come, both of you right now. Did you fall on the base of your spine? Did you ever fall on the base? Did you? Just come. Who fell on the base of their spine and your spine's out in three places? Who's that? Who's that in this building? You fell on the base of your spine. You have damage in three parts of your back. Who's that? Would you come? Whoever that is, just come. Is that you, ma'am? Is that you? What's wrong with you? A what?
So are you in pain right now?
But there's that terrible thing called time. Don't you hate it?
I hate it.
I like it, but it runs out. But we need to... I want to do one thing, then I'm going to finish. You need a miracle in your body. You need a healing in your body right now. How many believe that God can just heal right across this building with a mass prayer? Are you ready to get healed? Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm going to believe God for tumors to go out of people's bodies this morning. Arthritic pain to go out of people's bodies. I'm just going to pray a mass prayer. I want you, everyone that needs healing, just step into the aisle. Just going to spend a few minutes, but listen, it's not how long we pray. Tonight we'll have time, so come back. Come back tonight. Come back full of expectation tonight. We'll take time for you. I want a couple of Christians just to go to each one that's standing. A couple of Christians, go and put your hands on their shoulders. Just go and put your hands on them. We're just going to pray a mass prayer. It's not how long we go, it's how sharp and how much we dare to believe that the God of the impossible is going to flow. That the God of the impossible is going to touch you. He's here to make you whole. He's here to make you whole. He's here to make you whole. Three things we're going to do. Now, what I want you to do is, if you're standing alongside and they start to go under the power, you've just become their catcher. If they start to fall under the power, you've become their catcher. But you're also their encourager. These are the three things we're going to do. Number one, we're all going to pray a prayer. I'm going to pray it. You're going to repeat it. But it's a prayer of declaration of the healing power of God right now. Then we're going to give God a great shout offering. And as we shout, the walls of sickness we're going to believe to come down, of pain. And then the third thing we're going to do is start to move it and act it. Act it like it's yours. Act it like you own it. If someone looks like falling, please don't just let them drop. Just come in behind them and help them. Father, right now, all over this building, right through this building, right through this building, from front to back, from front to back. We're going to pray right now. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you said these signs, follow them that believe. I am a believer. We are believers. We're not doubters. And right now, we declare all power's been given in Jesus' name. That it's unlimited. That it's resurrection power. And right now, Father, let your healing power go right through this building, through every person. We rebuke pain. Go. We rebuke disease. Go. Injuries. Healed. Total miracle power now. Miracle power now. 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 In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Now I want you to do something. We're going to give God a great shout offering. But as we do, start to move it, move it, move it. Start to move it. As we shout now, we're shouting Him for the victory. We're shouting for the victory. Do something you couldn't do. Do it now. On the count of three, begin to shout. I'm going to hand back to Pastor. One, two, three. Hallelujah. Start to move it. Move it. Take your miracle. Take your healing. Take your healing. Take your miracle. Take it now. Take your healing right now. Very quickly across the building. How many people have a healing, just got a healing of something? Give me a wave. If God just healed you of something, give me a big wave. Give me a big wave. Someone here, someone there, someone there, someone back there, someone over here, someone at the back. Who else just got healed of something? I tell you, we're just warmed up today. We're just warmed up today. Tonight, We'll take real time for you. We'll have a lot of miracles tonight in Jesus' name, and it'll be great. So I look forward to seeing you. That was the entree. Tonight's the steak. God bless you, everybody. Thanks, Reverend.
Before you go today, let's bless Pastor Tim. And you don't want to miss tonight, because I've heard some incredible reports. I know God's going to do some more things tonight, so don't miss tonight. But the ushers are going to receive an offering for Pastor Tim. We just want to bless him today. So just do what God tells you to do, and I know that it'll meet his needs. So, and as soon as you're through with that, go ahead, ushers, and then the altar team can come forward. And anybody that